we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Before we get too far into this process today, I'd like to give a happy birthday shout out to a very important person in my life. She won't hear it on the radio today because she lives in a different part of the country. But if she does happen to hit the TuneIn app and listen on demand, she would hear me saying, "Happy birthday to you." And when I actually talk to her later today, I will sing it if my voice permits. Anyway, we are thankful that you have chosen to tune in to 91.5 FM and the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we are now, as a church, Merritt Assembly of God has entered into, well, they just had their 66th anniversary. We did on Sunday. So now we are into our 67th year of ministry. And very thankful for what God is doing. We've had some really, really powerful services of late, and got exciting things coming up this summer with the kids. So things are looking good, and so we're thankful for that. If you don't have a church home, we would love for you to be a part of it. If you're a lady in Central Brevard County and you'd like to check out our ladies' ministry, tonight they have their Women of Worth meeting. They will be meeting in the fellowship hall at 6:30. They will start eating. 7 o'clock, they will have a time in the Word. Still not 100% sure whether my wife's going to be able to be there tonight or not, but if not, someone else will be bringing a powerful word there. We have some wonderful, wonderful ladies. I tell people, we may not be the largest church around, but we have some incredible, incredibly valuable people in the body of Christ. Make Merritt Assembly of God their church home. If you don't have a church home, we would love to have you come and check it out. So we have kids ministry on Wednesday night as well as an adult Bible study. We have our Ironman fellowship. This week or this month, we will be having a cookout Sunday after church. And so we provide the meat, and we're asking everybody else to provide the side dishes. So those are just a few of the things that are coming up at Merritt Assembly of God. And then on the 24th of June, we have a food auction at the conclusion of the service where we will be raising money to send kids to camp. And I don't remember the exact number. I think we're at nine different kids going to two different camps this summer. So it's in that range anywhere, 9 or 10. So with that being said, today I want to continue our study on persecution. The reason is we're going to be in Daniel chapter 7, and this is a passage that has to do with the end times the person of lawlessness. The reason that I want to touch on this today is because this indicates that as long as we are on this earth, the children of God are going to have to deal with persecution. So you want to know how to deal with it right. You want to know how to deal with it in a manner that is going to be pleasing to God. And the great news from this passage is you don't deal with it all in your own strength, in your own wisdom, or in your own power. God is right there with you in that process. So let's turn today to the book of Daniel, chapter 7. My point here today is not to deal with the timing of the end times. It's not to deal with the theology of the end times. It has to do with the end times and persecution. That's what we're going to focus on. So verse number 21, Daniel writes, "As I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them, until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom Thus he said, "The fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and trample it, and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings, who shall arise from the kingdom, who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. This is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed, but I kept the matter in my heart." So we see in verse number 21, as I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them. That's something that we don't like to talk about. We don't necessarily like to have to deal with the fact that we can be in the right relationship, doing the right things at the right time for the right reason. We can be 100% correct, and yet at times the kingdom of darkness will seem to be prevailing. And so I want, if you've ever had that encounter, if you've ever wondered why do bad things happen to good people, I just want to encourage you here to stick to the end of the broadcast, because there is a very important step here that we want to talk about. Well, I won't make you wait on bated breath and say, is he ever going to get to that point? I'll just tell you right now, and that is this. When you are going through difficult seasons, don't let the temporary overrule the eternal. That's the point that I want to make with you today, is don't get your eyes on the temporary and miss that which is eternal. Because the outcome of this person who was appearing to be victorious was a horrible outcome. And those who were seemingly being defeated and the forces of evil were prevailing against them, things were looking bleak for them, but their eternity was very bright. And so don't get your focus on the here and now. Our focus is supposed to be on the eternal picture, God's plan. What is it going to look like? What's the end of this going to be? Now, see, I do occasionally provide some pastoral care as far as giving insight and wisdom to people who may ask for it. But I'm not a licensed counselor. I'm not a licensed therapist or anything like that. And I know that a lot of times they do a lot more listening than they do speaking. And so I'm not very successful in that endeavor, because I take things that people tell me and I want to take them to the end of the matter. Okay, if we continue down this road, what does the result of that look like? And when I share what the end result of their current actions look like, it may not be a very pretty picture. And so I'm not a very good artist. I've got a daughter who's a phenomenal artist. But I don't even draw good stick people. So my artistic abilities are not very good. And so when I verbally paint the picture of something where of people who are choosing the wrong path, then you know, that picture may not be what they would consider in their eyes a masterpiece. But I'm much more interested in bringing about transformation than I am painting a beautiful picture. So the end result of serving God is always going to be good. The end result of serving the devil is always going to be bad. So let's look at this. And it says, until, verse number 22, until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. I don't know about you, but when I'm sleeping, I want to sleep until it is time for me to get up. I don't succeed at that a lot of times, but that's my desire and that's my goal. So in order to keep this perspective of temporary versus eternal, we've got to realize that God has precision timing. Precision timing. And here it says that the judgment was made in favor of the saints, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. So we want to try and rush the timing to fit our schedule, but God is much more interested in his timing. So don't get the timing issue all mixed up. Sometimes God is in the preparation mode. There are times when there is a work that is done, and once it is accomplished, before it can be utilized, it has got to have time to cure. Concrete is one of those things. So let me move on back to the text. It says, "The fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns, or 10 kings, who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue 3 kings." So we're going to look at this persecutor, because that is what this person is representing, is a person who is persecuting the saints. He has the mindset of a conqueror. He's not interested in just conquering a portion. He is interested in conquering everything. And when you are trying to instill a world system after your view instead of adapt your view to God's worldview, then there is going to be conflict. And the people of God are going to stand and resist this. Daniel is one of those books that has a quote that I absolutely love, and it says that during a time of persecution, but the people who know their God shall do great exploits. I absolutely love that. That means great exploits are accomplished during times of great adversity. This person has the mindset of conquering. He conquers 3 kings that are different than him. You've got to understand that while this person is talking diversity, he is speaking demanding conformity. Diversity, it means that you believe what he has to say. You know, there's a great deal of intolerance by people who are preaching tolerance. There is a great lack of diversity by people who are proclaiming diversity. You've got to realize what the definition of those terms mean to the people who are utilizing them. People who redefine terms and then throw those terms out there and expect that you are going to mean the same thing that they mean when they say it, that's a very dangerous place to be in from a communication standpoint. So this person is a conqueror. He is intent on, bringing about change that he wants to see made. The second thing I want to point to you about this persecutor is that he's arrogant. It says he shall speak pompous words against the Most High. He speaks arrogant words. He is full of himself. You know, if you read back in Isaiah chapter 14, where it gives a description of Lucifer, who has arisen against God and tried to overthrow God and had his own personal agenda. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. He was all concerned about what he was going to do and who he was. And there was a great deal of arrogance in the manner in which he spoke against the things of God. He was very influential in that he reached a third of the angelic host of heaven, but he didn't reach them all. And so I want to remind you that the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If a person is speaking arrogant words against God, they have just revealed to you who is not sitting upon the throne of their life and who is actually sitting on the throne of their life. That's very important. Pay attention to people's words. It will give you a great deal of insight into what into where their foundation is. You know, company, bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character. So you need to know what's important to people's lives. So a week ago Sunday, I was preaching on the importance of biblical fellowship, koinonia, K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, koinonia. And it means so much more than just fellowship. When we see that word, we think of fellowship, we think of communion. But as I shared that in that message, that when we're truly having fellowship with God, it's a spiritual connection. It's a spiritual relationship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. We are to have fellowship with all three members of the Godhead. And that's a spiritual connection. Once that connection is in proper alignment, then horizontal relationships become quite a bit easier. That spiritual relationship is also a fellowship of holiness. When we start hanging out and having fellowship with Jesus Christ, the light of the world, then we are going to have a disdain for darkness. We're not going to want to have anything to do with that in our life. We're going to see that you can't have fellowship with God and have fellowship with the gods of this world on the same level. You can't share the table of one. You can't have fellowship at the table of one and then go right and have fellowship at the table of the other. There is a lack of congruency and integrity there. Equality. You need to have an exclusive relationship. And so there are things that you're going to want to get out of your life. If there are things in your life that are displeasing to God and you don't have a desire to purge those things from your life, I want to encourage you to hang out more with Jesus and allow him to create that desire for holiness in your life. So there's also a social aspect to that koinonia where we hang out with one another. And during times of persecution, you're suddenly going to be wanting to hang out with other believers because you discover that you need one another. In Acts chapter 2, the intensity of fellowship that they had with one another that continued on a daily basis, and there were several other aspects, the fear of the Lord began to move in that community, and all of a sudden the Lord was adding daily to the church such as should be saved. There's a social aspect. You are not meant to do life without other believers. You are meant to do life with other believers. You are a gift from God to them, and they are a gift from God to you. Does that mean that they're going to be perfect? Absolutely not. There is also a missional aspect of this koinonia where the good news that we have heard now compels us to be messengers of the things that we have heard and the things that we have seen. And the other thing that I saw is that when you are in koinonia, that it is also a financial aspect. One of the applications of koinonia is that when you enter into relationship, you're all in. There is no prenuptial with God. Well, you know, if this relationship with them doesn't work out, I want to make sure that my money stays intact. You know, I'm not a fan of prenuptial agreements at all. That to me seems like you are making a decision to sentence that relationship to failure. And so whenever we come into a relationship with God, when we're all in, that should mean that our wallet is all in as well. So those were some of the things that I said. This person, out of the abundance of his mouth, it speaks, and it lets you know it is all about him. It is all about him. And it's about his plan, and it is about his attempt to overthrow the kingdom of God. When that fails, it says, he shall persecute the saints of the Most High. And he's not only an arrogant speaker, but he is a persecutor of God's people. At the bottom of my page here in my Bible, it says literally that word persecute here in this passage means to wear out the saints. If you are fatigued today from the assault of the enemy, whether it's a physical or a financial or a relational attack or persecution or pressure on the job, whatever it might be, I want to encourage you that God says that he will not be mocked. You will reap in due season if you faint not. Don't give up. Don't give up. A person was, we were loading a lawnmower back into my vehicle, and a young man from our church, and he grabbed hold of me from behind me, and strong, he's in the military, but I knew a weak spot that he had in his ability to endure some things, and so I talked to him, or I said, okay, do you have me? Are you sure that you have me? And he said, you know, he got his grip tighter, and I mean, he could squeeze the life right out of me. Okay, I just want you to know that. And all of a sudden, I implemented this little piece of knowledge that I had, and he dropped me like a rock and said, doggone it, you know. It's just something that disarmed him real quick. The next day, he tried the same thing, and I said, okay, now, are you sure that you've got me? And there was something else. He thought that he had prevented that, but there was something else that I realized, and I said, okay, now, I just want you to know that this is what I would do in order to get out of this. And he said, you know what? I think I'm just going to put you down. Don't allow the enemy to convince you that you are in a hopeless situation, because with God, you always have hope. You might not have wisdom about an enemy's weak spot, but God does. You may not have the ability to set yourself free, but God does. Don't let the enemy wear you out. Instead, I want to encourage you that the Bible says that during times of persecution, that these are seasons that call for the patient endurance of the saints. You also need to realize that means that you're going to persevere. That means you're not going to give up. It doesn't matter how intense. There are no other options. I am going to persevere. I'm going to endure. I'm going to wait. Excuse me, wait upon God, because my deliverer is coming. The other thing you want to see about this persecutor is his purpose is to change the times, change the seasons, change God's timing, and change the things that are permissible. We are living in a time right now of cosmic, seismic change. Where things that used to be considered good are now considered evil, and those things that were considered evil are now considered good. And you've got to understand that that is not by accident. That is the devil's plan. Lawlessness is trying to implement lawlessness. And lawlessness never works. It always devolves into a dictatorship. It always devolves into who is the most powerful. And you've got to realize that the devil is shrewd, but God is wise. And so don't give. It says, then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. But the court, and I've got a little note here written, and that is God's court, shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion. In other words, this man is looking like he is on a path to victory, and all of a sudden God is going to intervene. The courtroom of heaven is going to issue a ruling, and he is going to be stripped of his power completely and totally. It says they shall take away his dominion. He's going to be deposed, removed from office. He is going to be consumed, and that will be destroyed forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High God. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. When it got to the point where it was God's timing versus the man of lawlessness timing, God's timing prevails. when it comes to men living without law or with living under God's eternal law, which will never pass away, God's going to intervene, and he's going to make sure that there's victory. This is an end time process, but that is described here in Daniel chapter 7. But it's very instructional for us to be able to look at it, to realize that if we will stay fixated on the eternal, we're going to be able to endure the temporary a whole lot easier. If we continue to have our eyes fixed upon God instead of those who are trying to undermine God, we are going to stay true and faithful to the God who has called us into his presence. Nobody likes the pain of the temporary. My wife is currently in physical therapy. She's doing quite well. Last week she got promoted. Her mobility has progressed to the point where she is getting around easier. But whenever she goes to the physical therapist, while they will celebrate the victory, they're always believing for greater victory. And so they even though she does the exercises that they tell her to do, whenever she goes into therapy, they take her recovery just a bit further than it's been before. And I'll tell you something, I've been there. I've done it. One year I had 3 months of physical therapy on my shoulder. It was very, very painful. But I got full range of motion in my shoulders now. If I had said, please don't do that, that hurts me, I would have actually hindered myself in the long run. I would not have the full range of motion that I have currently. I was listening to an Adrian Rogers broadcast here on the radio station one day, and he was talking about a physician who hurt him but didn't harm him. He cut him with a knife, but it wasn't a cut to injure. It was a cut to heal. And I want you today to, rather than being fixated on the pain of the persecution you're enduring right now, fix your eyes on the big picture and say, God, I don't know what you've got coming for me on the other side of this, but I know it must be glorious. If the devil is fighting against me here at this level, there must be a great victory that's on the other side. Keep your eyes on the eternal, and you'll be able to endure the temporary. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an